Late last week, Hawaii got the news that former Governor Linda Lingle had taken a job as a senior advisor for another governor. She'll join the staff of Illinois Republican Bruce Rauner by summer. This has fueled some speculation that she might be setting up a reboot of her political career on the mainland after running up against limitations in the state she's called home for 40 years. While the move may benefit former Governor Lingle, what might it do for Hawaii's GOP? Early this morning, I talked with former Congresswoman and current chair of the Hawaiian Republican Party, Pat Saiki. There has been a lot of talk about what this move to the mainland might mean for Linda Lingle, but not so much about what the move might mean for Hawaii's GOP. Her campaigns galvanized Hawaii's Republican Party in the way yours had done it once upon a time.
Yeah.
And we really haven't seen a lot from her since she left office.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of impact do you think that her move to the mainland is going to have on Hawaii's GOP?
Well, first of all, I think it's very fortunate for Governor Rauner to have gotten Linda Lingle to assist him in getting his ship in order, because Linda is very talented, she's very skillful, and she has a lot to offer. So for her to take that job is a good fortune for Governor Rauner and a good experience for Linda. I think she's been out of the political picture since her governorship, because her lieutenant governor was a candidate for governor, and she didn't want to overshadow him. So she was kind enough to sort of sit back and let Duke carry the ball. And that's what my take was on Linda's participation. Behind the scenes, she was very helpful to the party.
What kind of behind-the-scenes work was she doing that helped to build the party?
Well, she put us in touch with some of her workers, the people that supported her. She certainly was helpful in gathering their attention, especially when it came to fundraising. And so she was behind the scenes, but very, very active.
Behind the scenes, but quiet.
Yeah, very quiet, because you know she didn't want to take the limelight away from Duke.
She very often has been, in some ways, accused of being the sort of the architect of the GOP, and it was for a while referred to as being the party of Linda Lingle, and whether people believe that or not, she did galvanize it in such a way that, as we said, we haven't really seen before, except for perhaps with you.
Yes, she was very helpful in building the party, and of course it was to her benefit when she decided to run for governor. So when she lost the first race, she used the base of the party to gather together those like-minded people to build the party, and I think that was very, very helpful. And a lot of those people have stayed with the party. And so whatever she did it for the purpose of building the party.
So how would you characterize her impact in going to the mainland and perhaps not going to return to Hawaii in a political way?
You don't know whether she's going to return in a political way, because you never know what's going to happen in the future. You know, like they say, never, never say never. And she is going to use this experience to broaden her base, her experience, and she's going to help Governor Rauner a lot, I think. And it's going to be for one term only, and then she intends to come back. I had a chat with her, and she said, I fully intend to come back to Hawaii.
That part hasn't really been making its way into a lot of the public discussion. So if she's making plans to come back to Hawaii, do you think her absence in the next of 4 years is going to hurt her at all?
No, I don't think so. She's gaining a lot, and the party moves on, you know. We have other races to run. The presidential race is foremost in our minds at this point. 2016 is a critical time for the nation. And certainly she's going to gain a lot of exposure and bring a lot of that back to Hawaii when she comes. When she comes back. And she assured me, she said, oh, no, she says, Hawaii is my home. I love Hawaii, and I'm going to come back.
She, like everybody else, is looking for the next move when one job ends and you still want to be working, where that job opens up, who knows sometimes. But as you say, she's going to come back to Hawaii in this interim period when she's gone. And you mentioned that the party moves on. Do you think the party will move on in a way that will be welcoming of her when she comes back, or will it take off in a different direction?
Of course. She was the first woman governor and a Republican to boot of this state. She's well-known. She did a great job as governor. And certainly people here are going to welcome her back. I mean, they'd love to have her back in whatever capacity she chooses. So there's no question about that.
So you don't really buy this business that she's going to launch a political career on the mainland and
that the chapter
with Hawaii has come to a close?
No. Oh, heavens no. There's no such thing as anything coming to a close in politics. You know that, Beth?
Well, I mean, that's some of the chatter. That's not necessarily any sort of opinion from anyone around here, because we don't do that.
But
hearing some of that chatter and wondering how that will impact the next chapter of the GOP without her in Hawaii is still a curiosity.
Oh, we will move on. Don't worry. The party moves on, and she will always be a resource that we will tap. She will always be someone that will seek for opinions because we treasure the fact that she was in such a great position when she was serving as governor. So no question, she's valuable to the party. She will always be so. And we will always look to her for advice and counsel. So, no, she's not cutting off Hawaii at all. She wants to come back. She doesn't know what the future holds for her. I had a chat with her, and we discussed this. And she said, oh, no, I'm coming back.
And Hawaii is not cutting her off either in your mind?
Heavens no. We're not going to close the door on her. She is still a very valuable source of information and experience and I mean, she's still a viable candidate. She's very much alive.
So you think she could come back here and run again?
Sure she could. Sure she could. I don't know whether she wants to, but I say anything is possible.
But that part was never discussed when you sat down to talk to her.
I got this feeling that she's going to do this work for Governor Rauner. And it's going to be a temporary thing, and she's going to help him as much as she can. And I think she'll be very valuable because of her experience here.
All right.
She expressed to me full intention of coming home. She'll be back in April, you know, before she starts her job. So you all will have a chance to question her again. We're going to honor her when she comes back.
All right. Well, thanks very much for giving us a little of your time this morning.
Sure, Beth. Really, it's a pleasure to talk to you.
Even this early. Even this early. Thanks so very much. Aloha.
Bye-bye.
Pat Saiki is the chair of the Hawaii Republican Party. Her revitalization of the party propelled her to election as the first GOP representative from Hawaii after statehood. She was a member of the 100th and 101st Congresses, and we talked to her very early this morning.